Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, folks, I just got to thank you. The response has been overwhelming. People are calling in here, making sure that if they can't get here before 1 o'clock when we go off air, can they still give? Yes, you can. And Holly, making sure that everything's available, bring it on in, or give them a call. They'll come out and grab it from you and bring toys on in, and they really appreciate it. And we'll continue to do this through the end of the week. In fact, we've already got appointments set up by people that are going to be dropping stuff off on Saturday, and we really appreciate the largesse of your generosity and making sure that our kids, our community, the place that we call home, are able to enjoy the special day known as Christmas. We are joined now by Jennifer Van Ranken, Jefferson Parish Councilwoman at Large, and will be, or maybe is already, the council chair for the upcoming year. Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Thank you, sir. You're looking so festive. I know people can't see you, but I like all of the Christmas lights.
I got the light up beads. I got the Santa hat on.
Quite a different look than Sheriff.
The things you do to earn a living these days, you know.
I get it. Look, this is my favorite.
You had to give me up, though, right?
This is the time of year when we have an excuse to shop and go to all of the stores that make our community fabulous. It's one of my favorite times.
Yes. And that Amazon Center that y'all brought in, I shouldn't say this. I'm not a fan. I get things too quick. My wife gets them. She orders them at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're there at 4 o'clock the next morning.
I love it. It's supply and demand. No, my husband sees a daily Amazon package at our house.
Well, I had a UPS truck, a FedEx truck, and an Amazon truck in front of the house the other day.
Look, I'm not going to ask who's responsible and who's delivering.
They were all to my house. I thought I was going to have to go out and direct traffic. That's how bad
good,
it
good
is.
Good for sales
yeah,
tax.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All kidding aside, yeah. You know, one of the kind of top issues that everybody's been dealing with in Southeast Louisiana has been homeowners insurance. And I know that you guys at the council level here in Jefferson Parish spend a lot of time talking about that issue and taking some action as well.
Yeah, you know, we can't solve the insurance problems at the local level, obviously, but the Louisiana Department of Insurance and the Commissioner of Insurance, they are doing a lot to help address the problem. What they've explained is that we need to fortify our houses. We need to make our houses stronger so that we don't sustain so much damage in a storm, because we know we're going to have another storm, and they don't lose as much money. And so what do we do on the front end? So LDI set up this program that's tremendous, where you can sign up for potentially getting a $10,000 grant to put a fortified roof on your home. $10,000 for free if you're randomly selected, as long as it's your primary residence and you've got insurance. So Jefferson decided, how do we move the needle faster? Because some people would turn the $10,000 back in if they found out the roof was going to cost them $15,000 or $18,000. So we pledged an additional $5,000 to see if we can increase the take rate, to see if we can turn every one of those $10,000 grants into a fortified roof. Because the faster we fortify our homes, the more insurance companies come back to the state and the lower our insurance rates will be. So we're the first parish to do this.
And it's almost on a parish-by-parish basis, because in my conversations with Tim Temple,
yes,
homeowners insurance is community rated. It's not experience rated. So it takes a geographic area, and yes, they assess the risk of that geographic area.
That's right.
So the more fortified roofs that are placed,
yes,
the more likely we could see premium reduction.
Exactly. And Senator Talbot and I were kidding about this, because we've both put our names in. Neither of us have gotten the lottery. It's very fair. It's random. But be happy if your neighbor gets it, because as long as someone in the community is getting it, and we're documenting that, it's going to serve us all well. So Tim Temple said we're the first parish he knows doing this. And he was talking with Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida's insurance commissioners. And they were surprised. They're like, that's brilliant. A little local skin in the game. Let's move the needle faster. And Louisiana is already the one moving the fortified roofs faster than anyone else.
So when will that start? And how do you get involved?
So we're doing this pilot of a round that we opened, LDI opened in September. So right now, it's closed in that we have more than 100 people in Jefferson who were randomly selected, who are moving through the program with the additional funds. And so once we get the data, then we'll really be able to say, okay, did we move the needle faster? Is this worth us continuing to invest in? GEDCO just released its 2030 plan, and insurance is one of the areas that they're talking about really being significant. So maybe Jefferson becomes the parish that really leads others to say, this is how we can do it together. We've already talked to a councilwoman in St. Tammany, the parish president in Plaquemines. I mean, others are kind of looking to see what are the numbers, and if it proves effective, let's all do it and let's try and get ourselves, you know, out of this crisis faster.
It'd be interesting if we had the benefit I guess the information that's actually being evaluated and assessed by the insurance industry, right?
Yes, yes.
Because then y'all could be more strategic in how you're doing it. So it may make a difference if you had 10 homes in one zip code in the 06 zip code as opposed to the 02 zip code as opposed to the 05, right?
So we know that we have to get like 20% of our structures is the threshold. 20% is what the goal is. So we know we have a way to go, you know, to get to that 20%. One of the things that I would say, if you're going to do anything as a homeowner, if you get something they call a storm mitigation survey, $300, that's it. Wind mitigation survey. $300, there's a list of people qualified to do this. You call, they come out to your house. I had one done to figure out what it was about. They go in your attic, they look at how it's nailed down, strapped down, they look at your garage door, they look at your windows. It really gave me a checklist of, okay, these are the things on my house that are good. And these are the things the insurance company is going to see as vulnerable. So maybe I need to invest in shutters, you know, or maybe I need to have hurricane fabric, which is like the modern plywood new product, put on my windows so that I'm less risky and my insurance goes down. So we all have to get educated on this. It's going to be around, you know, until we reach that 20% threshold. So we're just trying to educate people. We're going to put some information on our jeffparish.gov website about storm mitigation, about, you know, the wind surveys of your home, and hopefully we'll be able to do future rounds of this pilot.
I did the wind mitigation survey at my home. It reduced my premium $2,651.
Wow. Now, you see, that's great.
Now, I've heard stories of as high, people that I talk to personally, yes, of as high as $7,000 reductions in their premium.
Yeah, there was a man in Stonebridge who told me that he got a $6,000 reduction. He's with USAA Insurance, which is really one of the better. They'll give you a good discount. So I'm glad to hear that. And that's for $300.
$300 investment.
The caveat is I got zero back. My husband was not thrilled with that figure. But what they explained was, look, you built 10 years ago. So we know the code that you built to. And so we've already calculated that in.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of the things that they would look for, it was kind of catch as catch can.
Yes.
If you built a custom home, you might have had it. If it wasn't, more likely you didn't.
Yes.
You know, so there's a whole bunch of nuances there. And I think that 10 years, probably right around that cutoff period, 10 to 12 to 14 years, right?
Yes, where you have to really start looking at a new roof. And so even if you're not able to get fortified, if you get that, it's like putting a mattress pad on your mattress. If you put this barrier that protects you from water between the shingles and the plywood, that is the most important thing. And it makes sense because there's a guy who was telling me, and he talks about this for a living now. He lost 12 shingles on his home. The rain kept coming down. It caved in his roof, and he had $83,000 of damage from 12 shingles. So, we know what we need to do now, and we want to be a resource. The home builders are a resource. Noel Education part of HBA. I mean, there's information out there, and we all need to do our part to share this with friends and family so we all get it done. And so much of our housing stock is older. That's where people will benefit because they really, the insurance company doesn't know if you've added shutters or something like
that. So how does this work for us in Jefferson Parish? Because we're on two sides of a river.
Yes.
Is it almost as though they evaluate each side differently or is it...
I'd have to ask someone in the insurance.
I've always been curious about that.
That is a good question, and I'll have to ask someone in the insurance. What I do know is the other pilot program, and I give such credit to our floodplain manager, Maggie Talley. So homes that we know are in lower areas and are also prone to flooding, we are the first parish to be doing this other pilot where Maggie Talley has federal funds to elevate some of the homes that are prone to flooding in the parish. And LDI has committed to putting $10,000 toward a fortified roof. So we know now that's dual mitigation. And this is the kind of thing LDI is willing to explore with Jefferson. We're the only parish doing it. And so those homes, you know, insurance companies are looking at super risky.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be raised, have a fortified roof. So we're trying everything we can to move the numbers as quickly as we can.
Let's
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Pivot to another issue where y'all are running some pilots in. It's kind of been on again, off again in Jefferson Parish, not unlike a lot of other counties and parishes across the country, because of the cost, because of, you know, whether or not people are going to do it, recycling.
Yeah, recycling. We still, when we surveyed at the beginning of the year, we surveyed people and said, look, what's important to you? The five things we got were some that you'd expect, obviously drainage, economic development and jobs, beautification, insurance, and recycling was one of those five. So everybody's, you know, things are costing more. So we didn't want to charge everybody for recycling when only a small percent of the population really recycles. So we said, look, let's let the private sector offer home service. There are at least three companies that will come pick up recycling at your home. But we wanted still as a community to have an option for recycling. So every single Saturday, Glass Half Full is out at Ames and LaPalco and at David Drive. You pull up, you can bring your glass, your plastic, your cardboard, your aluminum cans. They take it for free. And Glass Half Full then takes the glass and actually turns it into sand that we are putting at our coastline.
Yeah, I've interviewed that young lady that runs that organization.
Friend.
Is absolutely, she's quite the entrepreneur.
Yes.
Has figured out a niche and a nuance that makes absolutely perfect sense relative to coastal restoration on our part.
Correct.
And so eliminates consumption in the landfill, turns a product into something that actually protects our coast.
Exactly.
It's like
a win-win.
It brains far broader and stronger than mine.
She is a Tulane student, so we kid about that. And yeah, you're right. She's just an entrepreneur. She's been great. So Glass Half Full has been a really super partner on recycling, and we'll continue to offer that for people every week.
So, you know, I had the chance to talk to Scott Walker and I talked to Joe LoPinto about not only budgetary concerns, but crime concerns as well. From your perspective, a lot of challenges. You know, this federal administration is kind of changing the way that they do grants and things of that sort, which is not unusual.
Correct.
The Democrats view it differently than the Republicans. You know, Democrats like direct placement to the like to Jefferson Parish as opposed to going through a block grant program through the state and then distributing it. That's always been a fundamental difference in the ideology of the two. But there are some additional nuances that are kind of changing this as well. How do you see that impacting y'all's budget and just your overall view of the budget at this time?
Well, I think we know that the things that we have depended on in terms of some programs, we may not be as able to plan on those monies. So we always want to be self-supportive. One of the things I think Jefferson does well is we've always been economically strong, and you want to have money to bring to the table to match on any grant that's out there. I mean, I've been able to multiply our one local dollar by 2, 3, even 5 in some of the things we did out at Bucktown. So we want to continue to be aggressive on the grants that are available, but we have to plan on some of them maybe not being there. And so how do we work around that? One of the things that we have at our disposal is opioid funding. And so some of the things, for example, that we're doing with the homeless or building the new drug court that will serve the community well, we're going to look to those funds because we know that's something we can plan on. We know how much we're getting over the next, X number of years. And so looking at what do we have at our disposal and pivoting, from potentially some of those grants.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the lady just pulled up an entire van load of gifts.
That is a beautiful thing.
It just dropped off. I mean, I think she filled three Toys for Tot boxes over there. Absolutely.
This
unbelievable.
Is awesome.
I mean, I just am so touched by the generosity of our folks. And I know you come across that in your walk of life a lot in our community.
We punch
above our weight for sure.
We do. We have fabulous people always willing to step up, volunteer, be generous. And so, that's part of what we're blessed to have in Jefferson.
So your Christmas message to your constituents?
Kindness. I have to say civility. Talk to your neighbor. It is what makes us stronger as a community. That's one of the things I posted on my webpage after we lost Charlie Kirk. We said civility, just the ability to talk. We may not agree 100% of the time, but come on, we can talk to each other and even agree to disagree respectfully.
Well, let me make this observation. You're a lawyer.
Yes.
Your husband's a lawyer.
Yes.
I'm a lawyer.
Yes.
My wife's a lawyer.
Yes. Makes it interesting, right?
You think the percentage of agreement And our disagreement is healthy, and debate is healthy in our respective households.
Correct. But civility, and that is the bottom line. Because look, you love your wife, I love my husband. We can agree to disagree on some subjects.
Absolutely. I mean,
we have to do that as a community, and I'd just like to see that respect restored, and so that we can get back to what's important. There's far more that we agree on as a community. Look, we all want a safe community. We want jobs for our kids and grandkids. There's so much we can agree on and work together on. I like to find those places first.
Yeah, it's like, what's that iceberg analogy where 2/3 of an iceberg is below the water and only 1/3 of itself reveals itself?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And typically, our community, 2/3 of the issues, we get along.
That, exactly.
There was a big national survey that was done the other day, and as it related to some of the things that you were just talking about and others, greater than 80% of this country agrees.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And the interesting thing for me is that you compromise at home, I compromise at home. Yeah. You have to compromise if you want a healthy marriage, right?
Yes.
But for some reason, for a long time here, that C word, compromise, has turned out to be a dirty word.
You remember Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan? I mean,
every time Tip O'Neill came to town,
I
provided security for him.
There you go.
And he used to always introduce me to his friends. He goes, "This is my Republican friend in New Orleans."
That's funny.
But he would make fun of it. He'd make light of it.
We would be talking about
a hot topic issue, and he goes, "So tell me what your side thinks."
Correct.
And I said, "You know what my side thinks."
And lawyers say it all the time. You'd fight it out in court, but then go have a drink together after.
Right, absolutely.
Like, we have to be able to do that. So as I approach being council chair next year, that really is one of my goals. Last year, year prior, 2024 was a tough one. We had some issues we were very divided on, but my goal would be for this upcoming year, we're going to find places where we're in agreement, where we can build and respectfully work together to get some good things done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. Happy holidays to you and Steve and your entire family, and we appreciate your service.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. When we return, we're going to talk to Staff Sergeant Josh Lutie with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. And then we'll talk to Holly from H2O to round out our coverage here. We're here. The boxes will be here. If you've got time, stop on by. Monetary donations, books, and unwrapped gifts. We are having a great year so far. Let's keep it going. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.